Brilliant. Good morning, everyone. Thanks. There's a few little responses. It's really good to just see lots of faces. I can tell you it's so much better to see lots of faces than just staring at a screen all the time. I welcome you if you're at home. And if you're in the room as well, obviously it is strange, isn't it? We've got used to this, just seeing eyes. And I can never then see people smiling. So maybe you could do that eye smile for me whilst I'm talking to just... Brilliant, I can see it, Polly, thank you. It's great. Well, this morning, I want to share with you something that God's kind of really been speaking to me about and put my heart. I'm going to dive literally straight in. I suddenly thought this morning, oh, I haven't got like anything like a little stalk. What was that? Yeah, I haven't got a prop. Haven't had props. Haven't got like a little story. I'm going to dive straight in, but that's because I really believe that God's just given me a word this morning to share with you all. And 2 weeks ago, God gave me a word, literally one word. And the word was awaken. So if you don't remember anything else this morning that I say, this is the one word I want you to remember this morning. Awaken. Awaken. And you know, over the last 2 weeks, I've kind of gone, okay, God, what? What do you mean? And I have really pressed in over the last 2 weeks. Try to make sense, and I'm going to be honest with you and say I don't 100% know, and actually that's a good thing because God knows. But this morning there are four specific things that I've really felt like God saying, I want you to say this to the church. He's been saying it to me, and this is for us, four things about this word awaken. And the first one is this: awaken our hearts for worship. Awaken our hearts for worship. Now, it's funny, isn't it? That word worship, do you know what? I'm not going to unpack it fully. God, we use it so much, don't we? We use it in lots of different ways, in lots of different moments, in kind of different situations. And you know, actually, in the Bible, the word worship is used for different things all the time. We read about worship being about bringing an offering. We get that a lot in the Old Testament, worship as bringing an offering. We read about worship being about this, the instruments and the singing as worship. We also read about the physical posture of worship. We get that sense of bowing down in worship. We read in the Bible about worshiping in spirit and truth. We read about worshiping God with our bodies, with our lives. There are so many references. And you know, I'm not here to say it's one particular thing about worship. It's all of those things. Awaken our hearts for worship. You know, I do, though, love the story of Mary and Martha. Oh, I love it that people are nodding at me. Yes, some people agree with me. Do you know what I reckon is that Mary had a heart for worship? Mary sat at Jesus's feet. And didn't he say, he said this of her, there is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. There is one thing that matters. Do you know, we worship what we love, don't we? We worship what we love. Gareth last week talked about that verse, that where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Do you treasure Jesus? Have you discovered the one thing that matters most? Mary is a great example of someone whose heart was awakened in worship. Do you know, there's a verse in Psalm that says this. Psalm 95 verse 6 says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for He is our God. You know, this verse talks, doesn't it, about that physical posture, the physical moving our body in worship, bowing down on our knees. But you know, this morning I want to ask, what's the posture of your heart? What's the posture of your heart? Is your heart bowing down in worship? Do you know, I always love this picture of kneeling, this picture of bowing. I just think it just speaks surrender, it speaks submission, it speaks complete adoration. It's a complete offering of ourselves. Do you know, is your heart, in that position, that posture of kneeling? Is your heart in full surrender, in full submission, in full offering to God? Do you know, I've been listening to a song more the last 2 weeks, but it's a song I've listened to a lot in the last year. And it's a song by Hillsong called Awake My Soul. Don't know if any of you know this song. Love it. It is one that I literally turn Alexa up as loud as I can in my kitchen and just sing along. But it's got these lines in it. And I think these lines really speak what God is wanting to say to us this morning. It says this: there is a sound that changes things. The sound of his people on their knees. Oh, wake up, you slumbering. It's time to worship him. I just this morning want to say this is what God is saying. He's saying, wake up. It's time to worship him. It's time to worship him. He wants to awaken our hearts. Doesn't matter whether you raise your arms or kneel physically. You could be doing that, but your heart could not be in a place of worship. This morning, he's saying, awaken our hearts. He wants to do that in us. Awaken our hearts for worship. Do you know, I don't know what that will look like for you. And do you know what? This is the hard thing of this morning in my message, is that I love the detail, okay? If anyone knows me well, I love a plan, I love the guide, I love the detail. I want it all boom, 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 boom. I'm not giving you that today. Who knows what that means for you? If you say, yes, God, awaken my heart for worship, what does that look like? I don't know. He knows. What follows? I don't know, but he knows. So this morning, our first call, and this is what this is this morning. This is a call, and he is saying he wants to call. The call is to awaken our hearts for worship. The second thing this morning, awaken our hearts for the lost. Awaken our hearts for the lost. Now, if you've got your Bibles, you might want to turn with me. I'm going to read a few verses from John chapter 4. And John chapter 4, we get the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well, where he says to her about being giving her living water. He talks about being the Messiah. She then goes and she tells the whole village. And then afterwards, this little conversation between Jesus and his disciples. And I would like us to pick this up at John 4, verse 34 to 38. And it says this: Jesus explained, I think they just asked him, he had said, I have a kind of food you know nothing about. They're like, well, in the true disciple sense, oh, is someone giving him some food? And then he says this, then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants and another harvests, and it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you will get to gather the harvest. Do you know what? I love those words. He says it. Wake up and look around. The fields are ready, ripe for harvest. This morning, he's saying, come on, look up, wake up, look around. There is a field, there is a harvest waiting. There are people that are lost. There are people living in darkness. There are people that need to know about Jesus. The fruit of the harvest is people, eternal life, people coming to know Jesus. Do you know it is not enough for you just to know Jesus? It's not enough. It is not enough. There's a whole community here. There's a whole town that needs an awakening to know who Jesus is. And this morning he's saying, I want to awaken your heart for the lost. I want to awaken your heart for the lost. And again, do you know, this isn't about a program. This morning he's not saying, right, I want you to invest in a program. He's not saying, right, this isn't like a little how-to session of how to reach people in Folkestone. This isn't a, are you hearing me this morning? He's just saying, I want to awaken your hearts. I want to stir up your heart for the lost. What does that look like? I don't know. Do you know what? I'm starting to see what that looks like for me. Because this week, as I've prepared, I've been going, okay, God, awaken this in me. And I can tell you, he's stirring up my heart. I don't know about you, but I found myself this week, when I said, awaken my heart for the lost, I found myself literally weeping over people. Have you ever wept for the lost and felt that brokenness of what God is saying? He weeps for the lost. He wants to reach these people. And he wants to awaken our hearts for this. He doesn't want us just to go, oh yeah, I'm going to go and do this, this. Do you know, if the heart's not awakened, it doesn't work. We've got to have it in here. He wants to stir our hearts. He's saying, come on, people are lost. People are lost, and he wants us to be awakened. Awaken our hearts for the lost. Third thing, awaken our spiritual sight. Awaken our spiritual sight. I know quite a few months ago now, back in October, November, I talked about the feeding the 5,000 and talked about the whole thing of the disciples. You know, they just physically were looking at everything and they didn't have that spiritual sight. And I remember sharing about spiritual sight. Go back and look at that and listen again maybe. But it's about spiritual sight. There is a spiritual realm, and God wants us to see in that spiritual realm. He wants to give us a spiritual sight so that when we look at things, we're not looking at things in the natural, but we're looking at things with the eyes of God. Wow, blows my mind. I haven't got a clue what that looks like, I tell you. But I know it's what he wants for us. It's what he wants to give us. It's what he longs for us. I think it might have been around the same time. I think Gareth might have talked about Elijah in 2 Kings. I'm going to read some of those verses. 2 Kings chapter 6. You know, this great story where there's this battle, but I'm going to read these few little verses. Go away and read it all yourselves. But in 15:17, Elijah and his servant, he says, when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elijah. Don't be afraid, Elijah told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Then Elijah prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elijah was filled with horses and chariots of fire. Wow, isn't that cool? I love that. That excites me. What a prayer that Elijah prayed. O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. Open my eyes, God, and let me see. That's my prayer. Is that your prayer this morning? Will you join with me in this and going, yeah, God, open my eyes and let me see. I want to see things. I want to see in that spiritual realm. I want to see the way that God sees. You know, when we have spiritual sight, then it changes how we live. It changes how we behave. It changes what we do. It changes everything. And you know, it's all wrapped up in everything else. In order to reach the lost, we need to have that spiritual sight. We need to be able to see people the way that God sees them. Because then if we do that, my word, our hearts are going to be broken and we're going to want to reach out and cry out and reach the lost. It goes hand in hand. The call this morning is awaken our spiritual sight, God. What does that look like? I don't know. Oh, but it excites me. It excites me. Awaken our spiritual sight. And the fourth one, the last one, all very similar, all ties in with this. Awaken our desire for the Holy Spirit and the supernatural. Awaken our desire for the Holy Spirit and the supernatural. I love that earlier, Sarah, you talked about Acts. We're going to go and look at Acts. I think this is a great place to understand this if we go and look at what it says in Acts of this early church. You know, I love right in chapter 1, before Jesus ascends, what does he say to them? Sarah mentioned it earlier in verse 4. Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. They had to wait. They had to wait. Jesus knew that they couldn't do the task that they were given until they had received the Holy Spirit. In the same way, we cannot do the task that God wants to give us until we have received the Holy Spirit. Let's not charge ahead and forge on and forget about the very, very crucial part of this that is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And then we get it, don't we? He even says to them later on in that chapter, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. And then we get the great story in chapter 2, the beginning. On the day of Pentecost, they were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Do you know, after that, everyone started questioning, going, what's going on? What is this? What is this? And I love then Peter, what follows. Peter stands in front of the crowd. And this is what it says. We're in chapter 2. We'll go down to verse 15. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No. What you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. And this is what the prophet Joel said. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Wow, what great words they are. This was a fulfilling in that moment. And do you know what happened next? 3,000 instantly added to their number. What happened next? Growth of the early church. What happens next? Hundreds upon thousands of people being saved. What happens next? Words, prophecies, miracles, healings, an outpouring, an amazing move. Oh, wow. I don't know about you, but I read this and I go, yeah, God, that's what I want. Oh, God, awaken this in me. Awaken this in us, that he would pour out his Holy Spirit, that we can reach the lost. Pour out his Holy Spirit so that hundreds and thousands of people will come to know him. Pour out your Holy Spirit, God, so that we can see words and prophecies and miracles. Do you know this words from the prophet is for us too today? This is for you. It says, I will pour out my spirit. This is what he says to you and me today. I will pour out my spirit on you. And people will prophesy, young, old, men, women, doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter who you are. Do you know, please don't sit there and think, but that's not for me. Do you know what, actually, I remember as a teenager having moments where people would talk about certain things and I'll go, like, the gifts of the Spirit, and I go, oh, but I don't think that one's for me. I don't think God's got that for me. Oh, man, no. He wants to give it as a gift. It is for every single one of us. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm just going, yes, awaken my desire. Awaken my desire. May I not be satisfied. If you're satisfied, I'm like, come on, no. I don't think we will ever be satisfied until we reach heaven. The more I discover of God, the more I say, God, I want to see more, the more I want, the more I long for him, the more I go, yes, give it to me, God. The more he gives me, the more I want. It is this continual thing. There is no end to the depths of our Lord. He wants to awaken in us a desire for the Holy Spirit. He wants to give you words and prophecy. He wants to do miracles. He wants to do healing. He wants people to be saved, because you know what? When he awakens our hearts for the lost, oh, it just all ties in. It all ties in together. Awaken. Awaken. Do you know, this morning, this is a call from God. And he's saying, awaken. Now, I don't know what your response is. I know what mine is. I know what mine is. And mine is saying, yes, God, awaken in me. Awaken in me a heart for worship. Awaken in me a heart for the lost. Awaken in me spiritual sight. Awaken in me a desire for the Holy Spirit and for the supernatural. Do it, God. What's going to be coming after that? I haven't got a clue. I don't know. But I can tell you this, I do know that when we say yes to God, it is incredible. When we say yes to God, it does something. It changes us. It changes our lives. And it is only for the better. So can I tell you, even if you're there going, yeah, but if I say yes to that, I don't really know what that looks like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is our heart in here. That's what he's so concerned about. We read it in the Bible so much. It's about in here. And if your heart's just going, yes, God, awaken in me, then he's going to do something. He's going to do something. And it's going to be worth it. You know, I wonder if, Dave, you guys can come and start to play. We're going to, in a moment, just the song that was played just beforehand is a new song that the band are going to play for us. And I just feel like it's quite a significant song, and I think it's a great way of us responding. And there's also a little bridge part where it says in it, awaken your people. Awaken your people. Awaken your city. Pour it out, O God of revival. Pour it out. Do you know, it doesn't matter whether you know the song or not, the words can still resonate with you. But we're gonna use this song as a way to just respond. And you know, my heart is just saying, yes, God, awaken. Awaken me. I want it. Do you want it? Do you want an awakening? He's saying it's time. It's time to wake up. Wake up. See the harvest. Wake up for worship. Wake up. You are slumbering. It's time to worship him. Do you know what? If you want that, if you're saying yes, maybe you will just stand. If you're at home, can I even encourage you at home? Stand. And you know what? I'm going to ask you to stand, not for my benefit, but for God's benefit. So it doesn't matter if you're home, if I can't see you, that doesn't matter. God sees. And in standing, it's a physical way of saying, yes, God, awaken. Awaken me, God. And you know what? I can pray, but also, God, actually, it's you that needs to do it. You need to say, yes, God, awaken in me. Awaken my heart for worship. God, awaken my heart for the lost. God, awaken my spiritual side. God, awaken my desire for the Holy Spirit, for the supernatural. Oh, Father God, we don't know what that looks like. We don't know the plan. We don't know what's going to follow. But God, we want to just say yes. God, right now, with those that are standing, we stand here to say yes. Awaken us. Awaken us, God, that we may see more of you. Awaken an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on us, God. We want to see people prophesy. We want to be filled with words. We want to see healings. We want to see people, oh, come to know you. God, awaken our hearts for the lost, your people that you love. God, awaken in us. Awaken in us. Father, this is our prayer this morning. This is our prayer. This is our heart's desire, God. Awaken in us. Stir our hearts, God. Stir our hearts.